this was passed through the Recovery Act in 2009. $20 billion, which was increased to $27 billion, was appropriated toward improvements in IT and healthcare. And so CMS picked this up with an incentive program around meaningful use. So the Office of the National Coordinator defines what meaningful use is in certification of technology, and CMS acts upon that by making it requirements for incentive payments and to have penalties involved as well. What happened in April of 2010 was that another law got passed, an extension act, which changed the definition of what's called eligible professionals, or EPs. When that happened, it went from probably before that having maybe 20% of all radiologists being eligible for meaningful use to now well over 90, probably 95% of radiologists being eligible for meaningful use.
Okay. So that was part of the what caused the initial confusion.
Yes, right. So up until April of 2010, it looked like no radiologists were going to be involved.
Okay.
And then completely separate than the whole meaningful use incentive program, this law passed in the House that changed the definition of, by place of service codes, changed the definition of eligible hospital and eligible professional. And so when the final rule came out in July of this last year, 2010, they just simply had to follow that law that got passed. And so, unbeknownst to most everybody, that change affected the final rule when it came out in
July. Okay. So that's good news for radiology then, correct?
Well, it's good and bad. It's good if it means that, yes, we're eligible, most all of us are eligible for a $44,000 lift in CMS payments. And also we're in the game for the up to 5% penalties that will happen after 2015. But the reason why I say good and bad is that it's a big hill to climb to be able to be using technology meaningfully as defined by the federal government today. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that really is because this was really geared toward general practice, internists, primary care physicians.
Okay.
So when you're in a specialty like radiology or pathology or anesthesiology, you have to comply with some of these things that just don't necessarily make sense for our practices.
Okay.